Come listen to a prophet's voice, a banner of faithfulness, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf shares some of his thoughts on this subject. John Roe Moyle was a convert to the church who left his home in England and traveled to the Salt Lake Valley as part of a handcart company. He built a home for his family in a small town a valley away from Salt Lake City. John was an accomplished stone cutter, and because of this skill, was asked to work on the Salt Lake Temple. Every Monday, John left home at 2 o'clock in the morning and walked 6 hours in order to be at his post on time. On Friday, he would leave his work at 5 o'clock in the evening and walk almost until midnight before arriving home. One day, while he was doing his chores at home, a cow kicked him in the leg, causing a compound fracture. With limited medical resources, the only option was to amputate the broken leg. Once John could sit up in bed, he began carving a wooden leg with an ingenious joint that served as an ankle to an artificial foot. Walking on this device was extremely painful, but John did not give up, building up his endurance until he could make the 22-mile journey to the Salt Lake Temple each week, where he continued his work. His hands carved the words, "Holiness to the Lord," that stand today as a golden marker to all who visit the Salt Lake Temple. John did not do this for the praise of man. Neither did he shirk his duty, even though he had every reason to do so. He knew what the Lord expected him to do. Years later, John's grandson, Henry D. Moyle, was called as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve and eventually served in the First Presidency of the Church. President Moyle's service in these callings was honorable, but his grandfather, John's service, is just as pleasing to the Lord. John's legacy of sacrifice serves as a banner of faithfulness. From an October 2008 General Conference Address. Sidebar. A motto. All LDS temples have the words, "Holiness to the Lord," on the outside. These words can be like a motto for us. They can remind us to always be faithful in listening to the Holy Ghost and obeying Heavenly Father's commandments. Then the Holy Ghost can be in our homes, just as He is in the temple. See James E. Faust, Standing in Holy Places, Ensign, May 2005, page 62. End of the article. Come listen to a prophet's voice. By President Dieter F. Uchtdorf,